Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order this Policy and Strategy Committee meeting on today, Tuesday, January the 16th, 2024. And before we begin, I would like to acknowledge that we are within Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq. We are able to work here today because of the Treaty of Peace and Friendship that was signed by those who came before us. Are there any announcements, acknowledgments, or recognitions this morning? Seeing none, we'll move on to public input. Is there anyone here for public input? Are there any changes to the agenda? Anything we need to add? Could I have a motion to approve the agenda? Thank you. And seconded by Councillor Haysom. Thank you very much. Moved it was Councillor Moore and seconded by Councillor Haysom. All those in favor? Michelle?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I should make a note that Councillor Michelle Greek is virtual this morning, as well as we do have regrets from Councillor Sandra Statton, who does hope to be able to join us. She's in traveling right now. So she might be able to and she might not. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from October the 17th, 2023, as circulated. Oh, so November. No, how come I have October?
November 21st.
Thank you.
So moved.
Thank you. And can I have a seconder for that? Thank you very much, Councillor Huberly. All those in favor? Councillor Greek?
Yes.
Thank you very much. The minutes have been approved. Are there any minutes arising, business arising from the minutes? Okay. So we do have a presentation this morning. Unfortunately, they are traveling from the city. So we're going to move on down to 9.2.1, a report from our finance department. I'm using this one, sorry. 9.1.1, sorry. I had something else written up, and so, okay, thank you. Sorry about that. And Elena, our Director of Finance, is going to talk to us about the signing authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the committee may be aware, we have a policy 76, our signing authority policy. That was adopted by Council in 2017. It details what positions can act as municipal signatories. The policy is important for internal control purposes, segregation of duties, audit testing, and fraud risk mitigation. The policy contains some outdated references that need to be updated, and staff believe a change in the third elected official signatory should be made. So Section 3 of the policy discusses payments of HST and references the assistant treasurer, but that position is now the manager of accounting, so that should be updated. Section 4 details what positions are signatories on municipal bank accounts. All payments require two signatures, one elected official and one senior staff member. The elected officials named in the policy are, at the moment, a mayor, deputy mayor, and chair of the audit and finance committee, or vice chair if the chair is the deputy mayor. It's a bit of a mouthful. So the third signatory is very important if the alternate can't be around. We've had to use them once in a while, not all the time. So when we were thinking about it, we haven't really updated that third alternate since COVID. With some consideration, we thought perhaps the outgoing deputy mayor might be a good third alternate because they have experience in signing checks. Mm-hmm. They know what to look for, as opposed to maybe the chair of a committee who might have no experience in that. So this was the thought. So we're asking the committee to make a decision on how they'd like to see that going forward.
Thank you. Mayor Bolliver-Getson.
Thank you, and I ask that this be put on the agenda. I think that it's important to have that third person. It has only happened a couple times since I've been mayor. But when it does happen, it means that things could be held up for quite a while. So it makes sure that individuals can receive their checks in a timely manner. And to me, it makes sense for that to be the deputy mayor, again, as you stated, simply because they've been signing checks in the mayor's absence prior to the new election of a mayor, so that they are very well accustomed to doing that role. And that would just change. And, yeah, we can say that in an election year it may be somewhat different, but up until that point it would work.
I just have a question regarding that, regarding the election year. So if we need to have two, and in an election year you wouldn't have a returning deputy mayor, what would be then the procedure during that time period for that year?
Oh, in an election year it would be the mayor and the deputy mayor, but you wouldn't have a third.
Are there any other thoughts or questions regarding this idea? Councillor Wynott?
Yeah, in that case, could you say an outgoing deputy mayor?
They may not be returned.
No, I mean, it would be the previous one then. If, yeah.
The one before
that. Yeah.
That gets complicated.
Did you want to comment on that, Elena?
I don't think so.
I'd like to ask Councillor Bell if he would. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks. So if the goal is to have a third signatory or signer, do we need to have another scenario for when we wouldn't have a third person, or are you confident that this will do the trick?
I guess to reiterate kind of what the mayor, Bolivar Getson, has said, it's very rare that we use a third person. So out of the blue, if you were set up as a signatory, but you maybe once a year we needed it. It processes. It's timely to have that third person. It's nice to have it. It wouldn't be do or die, I think, but it certainly makes it easier when, for example, perhaps the mayor has some surgery coming up and she'll be out for a bit or something like that, then you have those two people you can rely on, and you don't have to ask someone to like drive checks to someone in the hospital to sign them or something like that.
Thank you very much, Elena. So I'd like to ask Councillor Bell if he would be willing to bring forth that motion.
To the Chair and members of the Policy and Strategy Committee, I move that the Policy and Strategy Committee recommend that Municipal Council approve the amendments to MODL Policy 076, Signing Authority, and give 7 days' notice of the proposed changes. I so move.
And I have a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Hubley. Is there any discussion on this motion?
Question.
Councillor Haslam.
Thank you. Would that be something you'd run by the auditors at all, or is that its internal policy, so it doesn't have to be okayed by the auditors?
The auditors have already okayed this particular policy, so they understood that having a third signatory was like a fail-safe. Just when we said it, we thought, oh, we'll make it the chair of the Audit and Finance Committee, but it got to be a little onerous for that person because it's like, oh, I've never seen checks before, and there's a bit of a learning curve where the deputy mayor, they know when they take that on that that's part of their role, and they kind of get trained on that. So it kind of, in my mind, when the mayor suggested perhaps it's the outgoing deputy mayor, so that makes more sense. Yeah.
Also, as an added to that, because sometimes the new deputy mayor may not immediately be able to get that signature to the bank in time, and so the previous deputy mayor would be available if the mayor wasn't as well. Okay. Is there any other discussion on that motion?
Question.
Questions been called for. All those in favor? Councillor Greek?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That motion has been approved. Sorry. On and off. We're going to go down to 9.1.2, and I believe this is also you, Elena, regarding low-income property tax rebate requests.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. It doesn't seem like it's been as long as it's been since I've been in front of the committee asking for a bump up in this rebate. So on September 26, Council did approve an additional $20,000 budget funds for the low-income property tax rebate program. That additional budget has almost been fully used. We have 61 property owners benefiting from the rebate, which means there's another, that's 725 in total that have benefited from it. There's about $141 left in that fund right now. The total budget is $254,740. As you recall, we set the budget at $213,400. I used a 10% overage from the policy to make it $254,600. And then another $20,000 that council had approved in September. We know that we've had some verbal inquiries on the rebate, so there are still some people who are looking to get that rebate. In order for us to be able to continue processing any of those applications, we do need more budget. We are thinking maybe $10,000 would probably cover us for the next couple of months because we don't have a huge uptake, but there are some. And the maximum is 570, so it doesn't take long to use that budget. So we're just looking for direction from the committee and a recommendation. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Michelle? Would you like to ask your question, please, and then Councillor Bell?
Thank you. Mine's not so much a question. It's thanks, Elena, for bringing this. It's I want everyone who is eligible to receive the funds to benefit from it. It's fantastic. I 100% yes on this one when it comes to time to vote.
Councillor Bell.
A question through you to Elena, please. Did I understand you to say that 61 property owners benefited since September? Now, could you tell me what the total number in this financial year to date?
725.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Councillor DeLong, you also had a question.
Since we've had to top this up once already, will you be asking for a larger budget for this for next year? Okay.
Yes, I will. We'll also be looking at increasing the thresholds based on the policy on CPI. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking to, yes.
Okay.
Increase the thresholds and increase the budget to kind of match where we are this year with increased thresholds.
Excellent.
Especially with such a high increase in assessments this year for our residents.
Yes, the market assessments have gone up a considerable amount. The cap is at 3.2%, so we're lucky that we have that program in place in the province for our residents.
Councillor Haysom, you have a question?
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to hear that we're going to be proactive about increasing those amounts and those cutoff limits as well. So that's very, very encouraging. So you indicated that we're aware of some more applicants that are going to be incoming. We don't actually have any applications as of yet. Do we feel or do we have any indication that 10,000 increase is going to be enough?
I certainly don't know that number because when we made the recommendation in September, we knew how many applicants we had, and I don't have any more right now, just some verbal inquiries. So my thought was we probably don't need 20,000 again because we don't seem to have a large influx, but it seems to like everyone who, you know, if maybe there's properties in tax sale or maybe there's people who are getting statements and they realize that they owe money, and when they call, they may say, oh, I've had a change in financial situation, I can't pay, then staff are always offering this program to them. And if they qualify, then we process. So I think it's good to have some that money there, but I don't know if 10 is enough. It's my best guess at this point in time.
Councillor Vina.
Thank you. I'm trying to recall, do we have different brackets to for that? Okay. And is 40,700 the, is that a, no, number. I get one,
I think it's 40,700, but I have to, it's off the top of my head, yeah. And I can't remember.
When this comes back to council, could you include the brackets in the report or have those numbers just for us to share?
When we go to set the budget, yes.
Oh, I mean for this time, the what we've used for the last year.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the policy's online, but I can certainly put that, attach that to the report for
the council one,
when
please.
It goes to council next week. Not a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Councillor Vino, would you be willing to bring forth this motion?
Certainly. Thank you. To the chair and members of the Policy and Strategy Committee, I move that the Policy and Strategy Committee recommend that Municipal Council approve $10,000 in additional funds for the low-income property tax rebate program, and further, that these funds come out of the general operating reserves if required at year-end. And I so move.
And seconded by Councillor Moore. Is there any discussion on the motion? Questions been called for? All those in favor? Councillor Greek?
Yes.
Thank you. A motion has been approved. Okay. We're going to move down to number 10. Deputy, our Councillor Hubley has put forth some suggestions for two items. And could you please discuss that with, mention that to us or go more information? Yes, there were two items on that little piece of paper. One was regarding the 2 years, and the other one was for alternate.
So I've put this out here just for discussion to see how everyone feels about it. I want to discuss the possibility of changing the deputy mayor position to a 2-year appointment. It was my experience as deputy mayor. By the time I was becoming comfortable with the role, it was over. There's so much that could be learned. This knowledge would benefit everyone, the deputy mayor, the residents, and the council. I realize that the current one term offers more opportunity, but if it's not beneficial, it seems we're just going through the expected motions. And there were two things, but I'd like to hear what everybody has to say on that. I know that Councillor Bell has a little bit of history that I think we need to hear. I didn't know about it. And then wondering about the possibility when we do pick our committees, if someone that has sat on the committee before us could be the alternate going forward. I just find that there's so much backpedaling if I'm put on a committee and I've never sat on it and I've never really paid attention. It would just make sense that the alternate would go in with a little bit of knowledge compared to none at all. So I did ask for a motion, but if there isn't interest in the 2-year term, I'm also fine with that. Just kind of want to know what everybody thinks.
Any thoughts? Any ideas? Councillor Bell, would you like to? Would you like to comment on it and perhaps share some information that you have from the past?
Well, to provide history on this. We did have previously the position of deputy warden and deputy mayors with a 2-year period. And the idea of rotating in the middle of the elected term was to provide experience to additional individuals on the role of either the warden or the mayor so that individuals could gain a sense of responsibility in doing that role if the mayor wasn't available or if at some future time they felt they wanted to run. The problem that seemed to trigger 4 1-year terms is that one individual did a 2-year term and then was reelected to do another 2-year term, which wasn't the original thought behind breaking the position up, but it was nothing in the policy to say that they couldn't. So I know that that seemed to have set a lot of people thinking of this takes away a second individual or so learning the role of the mayor or the senior position on council. So then they came back with four terms, thinking that no one is necessarily going to get elected four terms in a row for the position. So I do think that the two-year term and two-year term is probably does have many benefits, but you'll have to weigh and have a discussion whether you think that it takes away the opportunity of you know, three other people. For me, I don't have a concern either way, but I wanted to just tell you, because Councillor Hubley had asked that I give history on it, I don't think there's anything I'm leaving out. Councillor Moore was around in those years too, so...
Councillor Moore, do you
Thank
want
you.
To comment as well?
Yes, the policy was changed to elect the deputy mayor every year during a term, but it was also in the policy that if you already served that term as deputy, one of those years as deputy mayor, you could not put your name forward if someone else put the name forward that didn't have the position before. But if no one did, it was up for grabs. So that there, being that it's, I have no problem either way. It can be 1 year, it could be 2 years. But if it goes 2 years, I still want it to be stipulated that if you've already served within that four-year term, you do not put your name forward again for that next 2 years. Unless nobody else does, yeah. Because that's how it happened, that when there was a deputy warden, there was one person that was in for 4 years each time.
Councillor Hubley, you wanted to add something?
Kathy, Councillor Moore just totally hit on what I was going to ask. I would want that to be in the policy also, that you...
Mayor Bolliver-Getson, you would like to comment?
Yes. this is a position that I work closely with, and I will say that it seems that people are just up to speed and they're exiting the position. More so in this term, and do not take any offense to this because I think it's great that we have new people around the table. But in the past, it seemed to be that whoever served as deputy mayor had served as deputy mayor before in one term or another, that it was rotating through the course and they had did it, so a year seemed to work. I think that with a new council and... there will be new members around the council after the next election. It's definitely important to have that continuity from my perspective with that person. I really believe that you come up to speed in probably 6 months, 7 months, and you're just into it, and then you're out. And then I start all over again. So it's much, the two-year term, and I did look at some other councils in the area, how they did their deputy mayor or deputy warden, whatever positions, and it's all over the place. But I think that most are 2 years. Most are 2 years. But again, whichever way the council decides, we will go with, but I, like I said, I think that 2 years would give you a better learning experience in the position to be able to carry that on for 2 years.
Thank you. Councillor Haysom.
Thank you. So definitely a common theme there. You know, you sort of get your feet wet and then you're out. So I think I could be in support of 2 years, but... the nice thing about the 1 year is that more people get to have that learning opportunity. And if the 2 years is, I understand that, and I think that I probably would lean in that direction. But the idea is to grow the strength of the council as a whole, not just one or two people in the course of 4 years. And so I do think that there is a lot of value to the 1 year turnaround. While we're talking about that, where I would like to see longer postings would be in committees, because it's, I think, disruptive for committees and for counselors to get their feet wet, get into the, you know, the swing of things with especially some of the bigger committees, MJSB, LCLC, some of those items, and then just as you're into it, you're shifted out. And I think it's also really disruptive for the other people on those committees. Well, some of them are, some of them aren't, some of them aren't. So this is an issue that I'm glad we're talking about because I think it applies to more than maybe just the deputy mayor role. So change my mind around 2 years for deputy mayor.
Just as a note before we, is some of the committees are also, they have terms of reference and that particular committee has decided whether it's a year or not. Just as a note to you. Councillor Hayes, Councillor DeLong, you had a question?
The other blonde one. The other blonde one. No, yeah, I tend to agree that there is benefit to everybody having the opportunity in this mentorship learning position over the course of the term. Again, I could be convinced that a two-year term would be beneficial because I do see the benefit to that, but I'm more so leaning toward one a year. I definitely echo the sentiment about the committees. I am aware that some of the terms of reference are for 1 year, but I've been on a few committees now where they said, oh, a new modal counselor. Yeah, here we go again. So just I would like to see us examine that as well. Thank you.
Councillor Vino.
My comments just on the committee structure as well. I also think that we should look at those committees and see their terms of reference. I think it's a struggle as well for staff on the committee to have to bring somebody new in and then they're kind of back at the beginning, and if they've already made some headway over the year, they have to start with a new member. And maybe that's something that's addressed with other councillors because or other levels of government like Town of Bridgewater, Town of Lunenburg and such to look at should it be a two-year appointment versus a one-year appointment if it's not outlined in their terms of reference.
Councillor Hubley.
So I'm going to speak to the two-year term of mayor, of deputy mayor, sorry. I was the first new councillor to be the deputy mayor, and at the end of the first term, by the time I had the confidence to do what I should be doing, it was over. There's such a huge learning curve, and I've said that since I sat down here. The learning curve is horrendous, and you don't realize it. I just feel it would give you a chance to show who you are and what you're made of after you have that chance to learn to move forward with what you've gained. Right now, I don't think the one-year term is giving that to anyone new. It was great for Councillor Bell and Councillor Moore, who have sat around the table for years and years. But for the rest, years and years, but for the rest of us, we don't have that under our belt. But like I said, I will go with the flow, but I think that it would be beneficial for everyone to put it to a two-year term. As for the committees, I would love to see them be 2 years. Because being a new person on a committee, every time you turn around, you're in the dark.
Mayor, you would like to comment?
I'm not sure if we're only discussing the deputy mayor or if we've moved into the committee one as well. It seems that we've crossed over here, and I'm not sure. I do want to speak to the committee one, but I'm not sure we're there yet.
Well, we do have a motion on a motion to bring forth regarding from 1 year to 2 years. So perhaps you are correct. We should just kind of focus on that right now, and then we can talk about the other idea. The from 1 year to 2 year, my concern is that when you have new council come on, is that they tend to, you know, because they don't know what's going on, they're going to probably, perhaps, not necessarily, vote in someone that had already been there before. So that leaves another 2 years left for a new person, possibility of a new person that has been on council. And I'm not sure if that is really a good idea, that it would just have only two people, my personal opinion, because if we were doing that, then Councillor Hubley and myself would not have had an opportunity to be deputy mayor for this 1 year. So I'm just wondering if there needs to be something else in the policy about if you had been a deputy mayor in the previous election, not to be, I don't know. It's just, you know, I don't know. Just as a thought, may perhaps not, because it is a new election and a new 4 years. Bell, you wanted to comment on my comment?
I'm not really sure if you can go that far. We live in a democracy, and you may very well have some new people elected to council that were a CAO of a major corporation that you say, man, that's an individual we want. So, and then the other flip side of that coin is, well, this individual has experience. We may want to consider that individual. I think you have to let it up to each council to decide. I don't think us putting real strict rules in would really be what we should be doing. We should allow the council at the time to elect who they think is best for the position.
There were some other people that had their hands up.
Just a question. Currently, with the policy that we have on a one-year term for deputy mayor, is that person allowed to reoffer? I'm not sure. No? Okay.
If no one else does.
I'm wondering if that would...
Just to help you, the policy states that the deputy mayor shall serve no more than 1 year within a four-year term unless there are no other council members wishing to fill the position. Okay. You could change that section of your policy to allow the deputy mayor to put their name forward again, and that would be the decision of council then, again, to make a decision if they wanted that person to be returned. So yeah. There is... some flexibility, you could make some changes to that language.
That was what I was driving at there, just to, you know, if we were interested in allowing a person to offer for a second term as deputy mayor, if they express that interest, it might be a way to get around this.
Councillor Bell, and then Councillor Hubley.
Well, Madam Chairman, when you start playing with words, you can add a word here or there. Here's another example to what Ms. Lunas had just said. If you were a previous deputy mayor, so at the change of the guard, does that mean that Councillor Oiko could not have the opportunity to be the deputy mayor in the next council because you are currently a deputy mayor? So the wording could say in each four-year term or each successive council, I would not like to see you not have the opportunity, if you're reelected, to go in the next council as the deputy mayor, only by virtue of the fact that you're sitting there now. So we need to consider all types of wording.
Very much. That is a very good point. Thank you. Councillor Hubley, you wanted to add something?
I don't even know what I want to add at this point. if there isn't support around the table, I have no issue with not putting the motion on the floor. I just wanted to discuss it. I just wanted to discuss the possibility and where people were sitting.
I think that we will put the motion on the floor because that would... Sorry. Yeah, I do believe you have your hand up.
Thanks. I was just going to add that I like the idea of the two-year term. Just as a counselor, I like the idea of my deputy mayor having that experience and representing me in the mayor's role when needed with experience.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments or thoughts? I think we will bring forth the motion just so that we can see how we are all feeling regarding it. And Councillor Hubley, could you do that, please?
Yes, thank you. To the chair and members of the Policy and Strategy Committee, I move that the Policy and Strategy Committee direct staff to prepare draft amendments to MODL Policy 011, Deputy Mayor, by revising the term of office from 1 year to 2 years and bring back the consideration. And I so move.
Can I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Wynot. Is there a discussion on the motion? Any further discussion on the motion, I guess. Councillor Haysom.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that after we vote on this, that there's still the opportunity to talk about the second part that Councillor Hubley had raised. Okay. Thank you.
We will continue with that.
For clarification, it was a piece about, I'm sure that Councillor Hubley will speak to it, but the clarification, alternates on committees being previous members, it's another piece in what she has in her submission.
Yes, we have two things. We want to continue with the discussion regarding extending councillors on committees, as well as that particular motion of regarding alternates. Councillor Bell.
One of the discussions was whether the deputy mayor would return after a two-year term, which was not in the motion, which might be an amendment. But the second part, talking about committee terms, was not in our agenda and is a new topic.
Well, we'll continue at this point with the motion that's on the floor. Are there any further discussion regarding the particular motion that's on the floor? All those in favor? Have Councillor Haysom in favor, Councillor Bell in favor, Councillor Hubley in favor, Councillor Moore in favor, Councillor Mayor Bolivar-Gessen in favor.
Unanimous.
Oh, what?
Oh. All those in favor.
I did say all those in favor, but not everyone is in favor.
Then you just say who is not.
Oh, then I say who's not in favor. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
I am in favor, Chair, okay. Deputy Mayor.
And those opposed? Councillor Deputy Mayor Oikle. A motion has been approved. Okay. So we'll go on to the second part of your conversation, which was regarding alternates for on to committees. Now, does anyone have any thoughts? Councillor Hubley.
So I realize it's not added to the agenda, as Councillor Bell said, but in my original request, I did have it here that I would also like to discuss the possibility of alternates on committees being a former member of the committee. But I also, I don't know if we can discuss it, but can we go forward with it, even though it's not on the agenda?
We can go forward with that particular item, the item regarding committee representing people for 2 years. We will have a discussion as to whether we want to go forward with that. But first we'll do the second part of your Councillor's Matters sheet, which is on there regarding alternates.
So I just think I have some notes here for appointing a former committee member as the alternate. It's my opinion it makes every bit of sense. It gives the alternate more confidence when having to sit in. I've attended meetings as the alternate, and the chair backpedals to bring me up to date. Certain knowledge level is a benefit to all the people that sit around the table.
Mayor Bolivar-Gessen.
I'm going to speak against this for one reason. It's always been it's always been the intention that the alternate would step into that committee after the two-year term of the person serving, so that the alternate is actually being brought up to speed as they come along. And I'm going to use Deputy Mayor Oikle as an example, who was the alternate on the MJSB for 2 years, I believe, and then stepped into that position. And MJSB, LCLC, a few of the other committees are two-year commitments. So it gave her the opportunity to see what was happening and not only the person that's there for 2 years and then outgoing there for 2 years. It never prepares anyone else for coming on to the committee. And that was the intention of the alternate. So that's my perspective on how it's supposed to work. Now, as a nominating committee, if we're not doing that, then we need to look at that and make sure that the nominating committee is doing their part when they choose the alternate. And a lot of times it's a juggling match for the nominating committee to try to balance out people's workload to do that. And I've sat around that nominating committee table many times, and believe me, it's not an easy process to try to do that. So that has always been the intent of an alternate to come into the position on the committee so that they do have some knowledge.
Thank you. Councillor Hubley?
With that explanation, I can go with that. I haven't noticed that that's what's been happening until... that makes every bit of sense to me.
Councillor Haysom.
Thank you. Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, what would the implications be for the nominating committee in terms of juggling people into roles? And I know that it's not straightforward, but if that is the intention of alternates, it would be great to see that practiced by the nominating committee going forward so that there is some clarity about what those alternates mean and what direction you're heading in as a committee member. Thanks.
I also would like to mention that, and I'm not sure what other councillors do, but as an alternate on committees that I have been on, I kind of keep myself up to date so that I know what's happening in case I do need to go there on myself. So I'm just as a note regarding alternates, that perhaps that might be something that may be suggested to an alternate in the future. Councillor Moore.
Or the minutes of that committee be sent to the alternate, as long as it's not the in-camera stuff. Okay.
Now, we do our person that's presenting to us is not here at this time. They are coming from the city. Do we want to further discuss what we had talked about before? Do we need to add that to the agenda, which was asking different committees? Mayor Bolivar-Getz.
I really think if we're looking at the structure of our committees, that staff should have the opportunity to go back and bring forward a report so we know which ones are 2 years, which ones are 1 year, and that. I'm not prepared to have that conversation just like that on the committee, overall committee structure.
Is everyone in agreement with that? That's fine. Okay, so we're going to take a break until our person comes. He's scheduled for 10:15. So it's hopefully he'll get here sooner. He has been asked to get here as soon as he can. So we're going to take a break now. Councillor Moore?
Does the nominating committee want to meet instead of waiting until 12 o'clock in your office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So we'll just take a break. Thank you very much, everybody, for your participation thus far this morning. Lina.